Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Welcome into Duval Daily, presented by JenJag.com. I'm Jordan DeLugo. Thanks so much for tuning in here on Tuesday, March 19th. Today, we are going to look at cornerback, the cornerback position for the Jacksonville Jaguars. Should they consider taking a cornerback in round one? Which players potentially make sense for the Jaguars if they do want to take a corner in round one? Last week on Friday, we looked at wide receivers, if that position made sense, and some players that could be there for the Jaguars that they might want to target in round one if they want to go wide receiver there. But again, today we're looking at the cornerback position. If you're enjoying the content here, please like, subscribe, hit that notification bell. You can also check out jenjag.com/shop, pick up some new Duval gear. So let's dive into it. To be completely honest with y'all, I still think that this is highly likely cornerback in round one, even after the Jaguars went out and signed Ronald Darby to replace Darius Williams. They still have Tyson Campbell. Cornerback to the Jaguars in round one, though, would not surprise me one bit. So Tyson Campbell, Ronald Darby, they can both start for you. Ronald Darby has some versatility to play inside or outside. I think Tyson Campbell outside only for the most part. Darby, though, he has been injured quite a bit throughout his career. He's had two ACLs, did play well last year for the Ravens. But again, beyond Ronald Darby and Tyson Campbell, you have Buster Brown, who does have some experience over the first couple years of his career. He's okay depth, in my opinion. Gregory Jr., again, a little bit of experience in the nickel, might be able to play in the slot for you. But neither of those guys, I don't think, inspire a ton of confidence. Like, if you had to go into a critical game with one of those two players starting, I don't think that makes you feel great. I really don't, quite frankly. So I think the Jaguars want to establish more talent, want to establish more depth at the cornerback position. They do have some more 2023 draft picks that were late round picks. You know, Christian Braswell, who didn't play most of the year because of injury, and then Eric Hallett, who couldn't find the field. They have some other guys on the back end of the roster, but again, I think you need more, at least one more guy who you think can start in 2024. And following the 2024 season, Tyson Campbell, he's not under contract. Ronald Darby, he's only under contract for 2 years. So I definitely think you want to add a talented corner or two to this room. And there are still some free agents the Jaguars could bring in, certainly, that could help them out with their talent and depth overall. But I think that they're going to want to, in this Ryan Nielsen defense that's so dependent on their corners doing a good job at the line of scrimmage and down the field, I think they're going to want to add somebody very early. So I think they're going to go into this draft, unless they make another big-ish move at the position, knowing that they need corner in the first couple rounds. And you have seen them connected a little bit to L'Jarius Sneed. I doubt that happens. I really do at this point. Taking a cornerback in round one generally is a good idea. High-value position, super important position. But the right guy has to be on the board. You can't just go fishing for a corner and hoping you land one that's good. You have to really value the player you're selecting in round one. One thing I will say, I think this cornerback class is extremely deep, with corners that can probably play in press coverage, which the Jaguars are going to want to run at a very high rate with Ryan Nielsen as the defensive coordinator, I think there's a lot of guys that can get that job done throughout this draft, probably well through day two into day three. There's going to be some guys that can come in and probably get the job done at a higher level than anyone on your roster behind or outside of Tyson Campbell and Ronald Darby. But right now we're focusing on the first round, right? So let's go ahead and dive into these corners, take a look at what the Jaguars could have on the table if they want to go cornerback in round one. I don't think Quinyon Mitchell or Terrion Arnold are going to fall to 17 overall where the Jaguars currently have their selection in the first round. There's just too much buzz. Mitchell has aced every step of this pre-draft process. A guy coming out of Toledo, smaller school, but was dominant at Toledo. Played a lot of off coverage, even though he's a guy that has the physicality and profile and skills to play man coverage. And you've seen that throughout this draft process. Again, at the Senior Bowl, fantastic, was a dominant player. And then at the Combine, had an incredible day. Terrion Arnold, he did everything super well. Used to play safety, was a highly recruited safety out of Tallahassee, converted to corner, and had a fantastic year at Alabama, and then had a really good combine outside of the 4.5 flat 40-yard dash. Everything else looked just awesome. His fluidity, his movement skills, his explosiveness, very impressive. I just don't see either of those guys falling. I mean, maybe if one of them were to fall to 17, it would be Terrion Arnold because of the 4.5 40-yard dash, but I still think you just see everything with him on tape that gets you excited about this guy being a lockdown corner that can play inside or outside for you. So I don't think that teams are going to let him fall to 17. You never know. So for me, I wouldn't get your hopes up on Quinyon Mitchell or Terrion Arnold. Definitely not Quinyon, because with his tape and how well he's done throughout this pre-draft process, I think he's going to be the first corner off the board. I think Terrion Arnold's still going to be the second corner off the board. But yes, if either of those guys is available at 17, they make plenty of sense for the Jaguars. I think the Jaguars would be very excited to land either of them. For me, though, the first guy that's realistic here.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only, not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
At 17 or even in a trade-down situation is Kool-Aid McKinstry. He has great length, tons of experience. We don't know the in-shorts athleticism part of the picture with Kool-Aid McKinstry, but he is a fluid, explosive athlete on the field, excellent in press man coverage, can also play press bail, play off coverage, super physical against the run. He'll come downhill and hit. He's a talent, and he makes sense in the teens, in my opinion. He's a scheme fit. The question is, will we get any testing numbers? How is the Jones fracture in his foot? Because that's what held him out of participating in the combine. They found a Jones fracture. How quickly is that going to heal? Are we going to get any testing numbers? When is he going to be ready to play? All these are questions that I think will go into determining how far Kool-Aid McKinstry falls down the board as compared to some of these other corners. But if the Jaguars get a clean bill of health on him, I would not be surprised at all if they're interested in him at 17. And personally, he's my CB2 right now. I did put Quinyon Mitchell just above him because of all the things we've already talked about. But Kool-Aid McKinstry is CB2. I have him ahead of Terrion Arnold. I also have him ahead of Nate Wiggins, who's an interesting discussion point here because he is a very skilled coverage corner. He's got height. He has insane speed. Ran a sub 4.3 40-yard dash. He doesn't have great proportional length, right? He has less than 31-inch arms, but he's a very tall corner. He doesn't have strength or mass on his frame. He struggles in the tackling department and in run defense as a whole. He just doesn't really have the physicality or the size out there. I'd be a little surprised if the Jaguars were really in on Nate Wiggins, honestly, because in press man coverage, you've got to be able to play the run. You've got to be able to hold up physically. I don't think that Nate Wiggins can do either of those right now. Like, this guy is like about 170 pounds. But if you're just talking about covering snap to snap an opposing wide receiver, he's about as good as it gets. So do you say, well, we can add some strength to this guy's frame. We can get him ready to play physically because we have the coverage skills here to be an excellent man cover corner? Or do you say, there's no way this guy's getting big enough to hold up on the outside against some of these big receivers and having to come downhill and make tackles against the run? I just don't see it. I don't know. I think it's a really interesting discussion. It'll be interesting to see if he's on the board when the Jaguars pick what they do. There was a lot of buzz on him about being CB1 for a while. I think that's kind of died down a little bit. I think Quinyon Mitchell and Terrion Arnold are clearly the top two for most people. But we'll see how it plays out. When you have the height that he has, the fluidity that he has, and the speed, Nate Wiggins, it's going to be really interesting to see where he falls in the draft. Who else makes sense at 17 at corner? To me, probably no one, really. In a trade-down scenario, like late first, 25 or after, I could see Ennis Rakestraw being a player that they absolutely love. He's physical. He's feisty. He's a great tackler. Great length, really good proportional length. He's sticky in coverage, did the combine drills despite having a groin issue. So hopefully he can improve his numbers at his pro day. That pro day is this Friday, by the way. So if you're interested in seeing what Ennis Rakestraw is able to do out there, hopefully he's able to participate on Friday. But he's got that dog in him for sure. Like, he can do all the press man stuff that you want. I just don't know that he has the insane athleticism to warrant being a top 20 pick at cornerback. So I don't think there's going to be a ton of legitimate options for them, quite frankly, at 17. Like, I think Terrion Arnold and Quinyon are gone, as I mentioned. I think Kool-Aid makes sense. I don't know if Nate Wiggins makes sense. I think it's a little early for Ennis Rakestraw, but there's a lot of guys that make sense for them down the board later on in day two, day three. So I wonder if the Jaguars look at this and they say, well, if we don't feel comfortable with Kool-Aid because of the medical stuff, because we didn't get any testing numbers, maybe we just punt on corner because Quinyon and Terrion are gone. We don't love Nate Wiggins. And it's Rakestraw. We love him, but it's a little too early. Maybe we punt on corner in the first round, go in a different direction, and come back in the second round or the third round and get a corner that we love. I think that that could make a lot of sense for them, because when you talk about press man corners for day two and three, I think you're talking about Renardo Green. I think TJ Tampa makes a lot of sense in that regard. A little bit further down, I think Andrew Phillips out of Kentucky can be a good press man corner. Max Melton out of Rutgers is a great athlete. His brother's in the NFL already. Both the parents of those guys were incredible athletes. And he has inside-outside versatility. He has good length. There's so many names you can look at that potentially make sense. I mean, Kyrie Jackson out of Oregon, he's really tall, got great length. Talk about him playing press man, it makes a lot of sense. So, and that's just a few guys to name there that could make sense for the Jaguars after the first day of the draft. So it'll be interesting to see how it plays out here with cornerback. If you want the Jaguars to draft a corner, I want to know what you think. Hit me up in the comment section below. If you have a later, you know, day two, day three guy that you're a big fan of to play press man, let me know in the comment section below. If y'all enjoy the content, please like, subscribe, hit that notification bell. Again, you can check out jinjag.com/shop, pick up some new Duval gear. Y'all have a good one.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.